Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Uh-huh. Hat on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen to me, Harvey. Why don't you join in? Yeah, yeah. Oh, Steve Harvey. You know I'm young. You better give me some eggs. Listen to me, Harvey. Yeah, you join in. Me. Come with me, honey, say.
Listening to The Voice, come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I got a good one for you today. I kid you not, because this is coming purely from self-experience. Purely. And it just happened to me. You know, I was going through something that I've been going through for a long, long time. You know, just weary of it all. And I've been talking to God about it, and I mean for years, and I've been saying, okay, enough is enough. You know, God, I'm really tired. And so, but you know what? After it was over, you know, I kind of laid in it for a little while. You know how you've been going through something for so long, and then even if it's over or appears to be over, You still kind of lay in it a little bit. And you know, you have a wow, man, I can't believe I've been dealing with this long. Even though it's over. Or you through with it for that particular day or whatever it is. You're through with it. It's over with for that day or that period of time, you know. But it's over for whatever. But I found myself going, you know, man, I can't believe it's lasted this long. And I was just talking to myself. And I had to catch myself yesterday. And maybe you've been doing the same thing to yourself. But, man, I had to take an inventory yesterday. I really did. And it really tripped me out. And I said, I'm going to share that with everybody today. You know, have you ever counted how many times you made it? This is really good for me. I don't know how you do it, but this was so good for you. For me, have you ever counted, Steve Harvey, how many times you made it? And so that's what I started doing yesterday. And that's what I did this morning when I woke up and was getting ready. I was actually taking an inventory, a count of how many times I made it. How many times, man, I didn't have the rent and somehow I came up with it. How many times I didn't have my house payment and somehow I came up with it. How many times I was out of money, did not have enough, didn't see no way, but somehow I came up with it. How many times I got sick, thought, well, man, this one right here, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but somehow I got my health back. How many situations I have found myself in that was, I thought at the time, detrimental and diabolical and, man, so sinister at times. But look at me. Somehow I made it. I look at all the accidents I've been in, but he kept me. I made it. I think about even the simplest times of like stepping off a curb and almost got hit, but I made it. I was just tripping the other day. I was thinking about the times that I've been hit by a car, and it could have been worse, but it wasn't, and I made it through that too. I was thinking about, man, when they count you out. Do you know how many times I've been counted out? He's done. He ain't gonna be nothing. He ain't nobody. See what I told y'all, look at over there. They cancel this. He off of that. He out of here. He ain't gonna make it. He done got fired. Man, you know how many times I've been counted out? You know how many times they done wrote me off? How many times have you been written off, man? But here you still stand. You ever tripped on it? Take an inventory, y'all, of how many times. Count the times you've made it. Sit down. Get a pen. Do like I did. I just started jotting stuff down. What about the times, man, when nobody was there to encourage you? But you still here, though. You ever tripped on that? Ain't nobody called you and told you good day. Nobody called you and told you recently thank you. No one's called you and told you how much you meant to them, how much you've done for them. A man, you can make it. Never give up. Keep your head up, man. Keep grinding. But you still here. Even when nobody, have you counted the times, man, that you made it anyway? Have you counted the times that you felt like quitting? How about that one? You felt like giving up. You kept going. How about the time? This is a good one right here. How about the times, man, when everybody was standing around saying, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Steve, man, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. Ain't no way. And then somehow there is a way. You know why? Because he make a way. You understand? You know how many? You know how many times I've heard this one right here? Steve, listen to me, man. Nobody ever before has done that. You can't do that. How many times you done heard? No, you won't. You know anybody done that? You can't do that. No one has ever done that. I made it anyway. You know, they don't normally, or we don't normally allow this, but in this case, for you, we gonna make an exception. How many times have you heard that? Uh-oh, I think I'm on to something. How many times have you heard in your lifetime, we don't normally, or they don't normally allow this, but we gonna make this exception in your case? How many times you done heard that? Have you ever counted the times that you made it? You know, everybody out except me. How can that be? You know, you the only one that got through this. Congratulations. Wow, man, I don't hardly see this too many times, but do you realize that normally this is what happened to people? But, man, y'all don't know how your name came up, but here you are. Wow. It never happens like that. You ever counted those times? I was doing it yesterday. I was doing it this morning. I was just taking an inventory, everybody, of how many times I've made it. So what I learned yesterday was, when God gets you through something, when he pull you out on the other side, no matter how difficult or how long it took, when he gets you out on the other side, why don't you get up, dust yourself off, and start trotting? What you laying there for, man? Wallowing in it, going over it, recycling it in your mind. So many people can't move forward because we keep recycling stuff in our mind when clearly it's time to move on. It's time to let go. It's time to go and see what God has for you. Stop looking at what you lost. What you lost was probably not yours to have in the first, in the first place. Do you know the things I've lost? Now, I'm not talking about losing a loved one, a mother, a father, nothing like that. I'm talking about innate objects or situations. Do you know the things I've lost, man? I look back on it. I wasn't supposed to have them in the first place. or they was doing me no good. It wasn't mine to lose, but I claimed I lost it. Come on, man. Take an inventory, everybody. Start looking at the things, man, that God has brought you through. Start looking at how many times he allowed you to make it. And get glad about waking up in the morning, man. Get glad about your life. Start feeling something positive about your situation. You cannot expect God to continue to bless you if you're not grateful for the things that you have. Come on, man. Have you ever counted how many times you made it? I started yesterday, ended up this morning. When I go on break, I got some more stuff to throw on the list. I can't count how many times God done got me through something. But when he gets you through it, man, get up and get on about your business. Don't lay there in it. It's over. It's done. You made it. You survived it. Let's go. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, may I have your attention, please? Welcome to the baddest morning show in the land. There is none great. Sorry. You may be over there saying it, but you ain't. Know that.
You saying it, but
you championship team over here.
Championship team.
Championship team, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's morning show
is
dedicated to all the people that handle meat.
What?
Meat?
Butchers, meat packers, meat lovers,
meat
people
touchers.
People that order it on a pizza, people that stamp it USDA, people that cut it, people
clean
that wrap it, pack it, serve it, people that weigh it,
hunt
people it. That tell you how much it costs.
Kill it, hunt it,
clean it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is for the meat people out there.
So you're not talking to the vegans or the
vegetarians. No, damn
today.
Them right now.
This
meat
is not
people.
For you. We're going to do vegans some other day.
Okay.
Today is meat.
About meat. The reason we have teeth.
It's for meat.
I love it.
Go ahead on. Go
it's
ahead
the
on,
reason
but...
why two of them is sharp.
Yeah. Meat.
What kind of meat, though? Ham.
Ham.
Steak.
Yeah.
Beef.
Beef.
What's
burger? Fogo de Chao.
Chicken.
Bologna.
Is it Fogo de Chao or Pogo or whatever?
Yeah, yes.
The Brazilian meat place.
Yes.
Where they just give you too much meat. You hold up a sign.
And they bring you more meat. Yeah.
More meat. You want to get yourself locked up for show.
Make you pound your chest. Make you
go
put
to
your...
Fogo de Chao and keep raising your damn ticket.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah, man, I went there one time. I took my sons and I went with some guys from the radio show one day.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
And boy, them down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I said, man, let me tell you something. My son ate so much meat because of the sheer joy. He couldn't believe they kept bringing it. He called me 3 days later. He said, Dad, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, man.
I said,
I'm locked
wrong?
Up.
He said, I can't go to the bathroom. I said, because you crowded your system, boy.
Yeah, overload.
You don't let them
meat overload.
Yeah. That's a lot of meat. You don't even know half the meat when it hits your plate.
Hey, Steve, good morning to you. Happy meat
Carla.
Day.
Hey, Steve. Hey, crew. Happy Friday.
Junior.
Morning, up.
Did he surprise you, Junior?
I want to be right behind
okay.
him.
Fool number one.
Yay, yay. Top, top.
Fool number two.
Make sure you wash your meat thoroughly. Please clean your meat. Please. Yeah. Very important.
Not like dirty meat.
Not like dirty meat. Rinse your meat off.
Now, do you like it rare, medium rare?
Hey.
Rare.
This food can go too far.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I meant like it? A steak. Let me just
your
be clear.
That's not what he thinks.
Junior told me to say it.
All right, coming up something funny. Last week we talked about the fight party on a budget. Well, now the guys are here to plan Labor Day weekend barbecue. That's coming up next at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, this weekend is Labor Day weekend, so you know what that means. That means barbecue.
Mm.
All right, fellas.
Mm.
Come on with your...
what you
barbecue.
Must have for a barbecue?
Yes.
Meat.
Meat. Meat. You need a couple of packs of weenies.
Funny how that worked out.
Listen to me.
Yes, Steve.
This is not a great vegan holiday.
Nuh-uh.
No, it's not.
You know, nothing wrong with being vegans. My daughters are vegans. Uh-huh. My son tries it. He need to get his damn weight up anyway. He eating straw folk. As he is a straw. You really got to really focus. Mm-hmm. This is not a vegan week.
No, it's not. No.
But
no.
What do you have something for the vegans since they gonna
No, hell no. It ain't about them.
Vegetables. They like vegetables. No,
don't even come.
Vegetables and barbecue?
Don't even come over there. Don't even come because we want to hear that. We don't want to hear about you don't eat meat, okay?
Yeah. Is there some meat in those greens?
Yeah, there's meat in every damn thing. Okay.
Listen to me. It's meat in the beans. It's meat in the succotash. It's meat in the green. If you ain't looking, I'll slip a little meat in the potato. Don't understand. I have meat. It's meat chunks in the barbecue.
We got meat in everything.
Hello.
Meat. We got meat.
I got punch meat.
What's that in the sweet tea? That's meat.
That's right.
Summer sauce.
And don't drink it too fast. You're going to choke yourself.
Because the meat is in there.
What about potato salad?
Meat is in there.
There's meat in the potato salad?
I said if you ain't looking, if you're not careful, I'll slip some meat in the potato salad. This is a meat weekend.
This is meat weekend, man.
Daughters, you know, ain't no need of Brandon Carly coming over.
Uh-huh.
We not doing twin pop this weekend.
They got a wonderful organic popcorn that they do.
Mm-hmm. Comes in delicious flavors. Yeah. It's absolutely my favorite snack food right now. But we're not having that this weekend.
It's all meat.
Daddy doing meat.
Meat. But you got to have some sides. You got to have some sides.
No.
It's all meat. Listen to me.
No.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Key words you need to understand.
Uh-huh.
Slabs.
That's key word.
Here's another key word. Cuts. Cuts. It's going to be different cuts of meat. Yeah. Here's another
baby
you need
backs.
To know.
Uh-huh.
You need to know the difference. Shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Shoulder is a whole damn hunk of meat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Roast is the back end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shoulders is the front. Loin.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
These are terms you need to learn.
Yeah.
Now, according to the lady on from Chicago on Family Feud, the question was, name a word that starts with pork. She says, lawn. I said, excuse me? Lawn, Steve. So I'm thinking pork lawn, you know, L-A-W-N, and I can't figure out what she's talking about. Lawn, you know, lawn, like a pork lawn, L-I-O-N.
That's lying.
And so... cuts of meat is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, what will not be at the Harvey House?
Let's hear it.
Are pig parts.
Okay.
There'd be no ears,
like
tail, feet.
Yeah, feet.
Oh,
No. Steve, don't do that no more.
No pickled pig's feet?
Mm-mm. No.
No chitlins? No. Ain't done
that.
Hell. Chitlins not a barbecue.
No head cheese barbecue?
No hog head
Hell
cheese.
No. As a matter of fact, no pork at my house at all.
Okay.
What was that? What was that cheese you asked for, Shelly? Shelly, what was that you asked for?
Hog head cheese.
No. That's not what you said.
Let's move on.
No.
What did she say?
Head cheese.
I meant hog head cheese.
Ribs is what?
Yeah.
Well, I don't do pork.
Oh,
but what you have to understand is, once you lay a pork rib on a grill over an open fire, it loses all its pork properties and becomes an entirely new meat group called barbecue.
Barbecue.
Let's get barbecue.
To cut. No.
You don't get the high blood pressure. Yeah. None of that.
No.
Yeah. What?
No, it's not that.
It is. What do you? It is barbecue.
No,
you just
it's
said
not
it.
Barbecue. It's barbecue.
Barbecue. Barbecue.
Bobby. No,
Bobby.
No, it's barbecue.
Oh.
Barbecue. B-O-B-B-Y. Bobby.
Dash barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah. I barbecue.
You barbecue.
You barbecue. Yeah.
I barbecue. That's a difference.
So meat lovers,
what the hell's happening this week.
Get used to the phrase, yes, there's meat in there, okay? Just don't even ask that. Because meat's
in
there.
It's in the tea.
It's in the jello. It's in everything.
It's in the dessert.
It's in the jello.
Meat in everything.
German chocolate cake with meat.
Cookies. We got meat in the cookies.
Banana pudding, Steve. Banana pudding.
Meat is in there.
Peach cobbler.
Meat. Just a little bit. Peach just cobbler. On the edges, though.
Okay. On the edges with the cookies.
Yeah. The crust.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, well, I can't wait to come to this party.
Oh, yeah. If you don't like me, don't even show up.
You're going to be dizzy when you leave.
Yeah.
It's cheesecake, Shirley, topped off with chili. Real nice. Chili sauce.
Meat.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
This is a meat weekend right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
I'm a baby back man. I like the baby backs. I like them than the bigger ribs.
What about rib tips?
Rib tips is good, rib man. Tips, yeah.
Baby size people usually like baby back ribs.
Yeah. What?
What'd you did say? He just say that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did.
Okay.
Okay, you throw a rock for you. Something like that.
That's one. That's
he came
one.
For you.
Mm. I didn't.
That's one. When you get the three, when you get that's one.
He said.
And it's early in the morning.
He
keep
said.
Keep on him.
Baby size.
Let's
review. He said, baby. I love baby back ribs. All I said was baby size people usually love baby back ribs. What did I say wrong?
Also,
no one else was thinking that but you, huh, Junior?
Also, Labor Day is the last weekend for whites, so I got to make a call.
I keep telling you all, that's just around the country. L.A.
L.A., we went white all the time.
Adhere to
those
rules.
White all the
time. Listen to me. That don't apply, and Lisa Ray will prove
it. Yeah, okay. And she's from Chicago, Steve. All right, coming up next, Tommy's Run That Prank Back. This is going to be a good one, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, it's nephew Tommy's turn to run that prank back. Neff, what is it?
Cake lady. The cake lady. Everybody say it with me. The cake lady.
Cake lady.
The cake lady.
There it is. Watch me work.
Stupid.
Cake. This is Barbara.
Yeah, I need to ask you, what kind of cakes do y'all make at this place?
Well, sir, we make all occasion cakes. Birthday cakes, anniversary cakes, wedding cakes. Pretty much whatever you need. What you looking for?
Do y'all be making adult cakes?
Yes, sir. A few adult cakes, you know, bachelorette parties and, you know, wedding. What exactly are you looking for, sir?
No. The problem is this right here. I ordered a cake from you all on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Now, it was supposed to be delivered to my daughter's school on Tuesday. And, you know, she in junior high school, 13 years old. The cake was supposed to have Hannah Montana on it. And it was supposed to say, happy birthday. Now, the cake get delivered over there today, and I can't for the life of me believe that this has happened. We in her classroom, all the classmates in there, some teachers in there, the principal then came down. We finna have cake and ice cream for the kids. But when they open up the cake, it's a man's private part on the cake.
What? Oh, no, sir. No, sir. We have never made a mistake like that.
Y'all made that mistake. I've been calling this place all damn day. Y'all done made this damn mistake, and somebody gonna pay for this. I got 13. I got 13-year-old kid.
Sir. No, you gonna have to lower it down now, okay? Because we can't get nothing settled if you yelling and I can't hear you, okay?
I need to lower it down. You should have lowered that private part off that cake. That's
sir,
what you should have done.
Sir, what is your name?
My name is Trevor.
And now, where was the cake supposed to be going?
Middle school.
Now, when was it delivered, sir?
I just don't see that's it right there. You can't remember. That's how y'all made the damn mistake.
Sir, please just answer the question so we can get this settled, sir.
No, what? Who is the owner there?
Excuse me, I am the owner. My name is Barbara. Now, if you give me the information, I'll try to make this thing right because it couldn't have been my company. Are you absolutely sure, sir?
I'm positive. Y'all is the ones that delivered the damn case. Listen, I got all these 13-year-old kids and they're traumatized, and the teachers and the principal are looking at me crazy.
Because y'all didn't deliver the wrong damn case. Sir, but I need to calm down just for a minute. Let me ask you this.
Wait. You want me to calm down? You should have took that private part down off the case.
I can understand, but I don't think it was my company, okay, because we've never made a mistake like that. Now, we're very careful with that kind of stuff. Now, sir, hold on 1 minute. Come here. Do you know anything about a cake delivery, a Hannah Montana cake, going to middle school today? Did y'all make any deliveries? Okay, thanks. Sir, I just talked to my driver, and he's been with me about 8 years, sir, and we've never had a problem like this. He's never delivered a cake over there, sir. Are you sure it was my company?
It's damn sure this place, lady. It's this place. Your driver lying.
You know, mistakes can be made, but I cannot.
You can't make no mistake like that when you got a man's private part in front of a bunch of 13-year-old kids at a junior high school.
I can understand. I would be upset, too. I have children, too. So I can understand what you're trying to say. But, sir, what I'm trying to tell you is this is not my company you're talking about. We wouldn't have done anything like that. I've been in business for 13 years.
What is your name?
My name is Barbara.
Okay, so you're the one behind all of this on this damn cake that's supposed to be Hannah Montana and wind up being a man's private part on the cake?
Sir, come on, stop and think about this.
You would not deliver a cake to a high school, an adult cake to a school.
Now, I understand you upset.
Listen, lady, do you understand what has happened at my daughter's school?
I apologize for it, sir, but I don't believe that you ordered the cake from my company. Okay? As a matter of fact, we make cakes on Friday, sir. Wasn't no cake delivered today. Sir, it's a Tuesday.
And what the hell? That means it's a Tuesday. Ain't nobody eating cake on Tuesday?
Sir, I have told you that that couldn't have happened here at my company. Okay?
Okay, let me tell you.
I'll be happy to make a cake for you, sir, and to send it to your daughter. But, sir, it wasn't my company.
I don't want no more damn cakes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I'm finna to do, lady. I'm finna call my lawyer. I'm finna get with the police. And I'm coming over there to shut that down. You won't sell a cupcake when I get through with your...
Oh, sir, you know what? Now, you done gone too far. Let me tell you something. This is my business that I done worked for 13 years to build. You ain't finna come up in here and do a
I'm finna shut that down.
You come up here and you find more icing up your Your mammy won't even know who you are. You need to get off my phone with this. That's some ignorant in the first place, sir. How dare you call me with that? And what the is your name?
I already told you my name is Trevor.
Well, Trevor, bring your up here and I got something for you. Bring your and the police. Do you think I'm gonna let some little like you come jeopardize my business? I've been in business too long. I know what the I'm doing. Now, I don't know who the you call, but it will show not my company. Do you understand me?
I understand everything you saying, and I understand when I get over there, I'm gonna shut it down, me and the police.
You won't come out here and get your shut down, and you're gonna have a daughter crying over your now. I done told you it wasn't my company. Now, get off my phone. Do you hear me?
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
It's thing to tell me talking about shutting down my company.
Yes, I got one more thing. Is you listening to me?
I ain't listening. What you got to say to me?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
That oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. I gotta get off this phone. Oh my God. I'm a killer. I'm a killer. Bye. Hello? Oh my God. Oh my God. Please tell me I'm not on the radio.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
You ain't on the radio now, but you're gonna be on there in the morning.
Oh Lord, no, no. My preacher and everybody else gonna be on it. Oh my God. I'm gonna kill that. I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna get me a cake and go to her job and up. Lord, oh Lord, y'all gonna get somebody up playing like that, you know? She gonna have to look out every day. She ain't gonna never where it's coming from. I'm gonna be like the thief in the night on her.
Miss Barbara, I gotta ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all what?
Hey, can you make a socket to me cake?
Yeah, I can make a socket to your cake, but you better hope it ain't got a gun in it. Y'all don't mess around and get
around messing with somebody like that. They business now.
That is Cake Lady, baby.
The Cake
Stupid
Lady.
Stupid at its best right there. In rap form.
Oh, you earn your keep. I tell you.
Come on now. Got to. Keep it stupid.
Yeah.
It's the Cake Lay Day.
Yes.
Where you going this weekend?
I am in Tampa, Florida. I will be there later on this evening. Tampa, Florida. It is at the USF Sun Dome. It's me. It's Tank. It's Kelly Price. And the one and only Frankie Beverly will be in the building. I am hosting the show. I'm going to be the fool all through the show. I promise you.
What is Frankie Beverly wearing? What color is he wearing?
White. I don't know if it's winter white or summer white, but
he's
it's
wearing white.
White.
Thank you, Steve.
And I'm wearing white right with him.
Ooh.
White. Man.
Okay.
Anybody got a problem with white?
We all love white.
I just don't know what the hell you talking
about. Yes, you confuse us.
I'm wearing white.
The man's wearing white. He's wearing white.
It ain't working.
Now, all right, nephew, thank you so much. People are doing what they can to help with Hurricane Harvey. If you want to help, text the word Harvey to 90999, and you can make a $10 donation. Coming up, the country of Mexico is helping Texas. We'll talk about that with Miss Ann when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, gracias. We want to say gracias and thank you very much to the people of Mexico. Mexico's Red Cross sent an envoy of volunteers to storm-devastated Houston on Wednesday, hours after Texas governor. Yeah,
that's
hours.
Really cool.
That really is, right? This was hours after Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the state accepted an offer of aid from the Mexican government, including vehicles, including boats, supplies, and food. The convoy of 33 English-speaking volunteers left from Mexico City for Texas, where they plan to work in Houston shelters for 20 days before being replaced by a fresh crop of volunteers.
All right. See that.
Yeah, that's great,
see
isn't
that.
It?
See, that'd be hard to do that with that wall.
Yeah,
come on.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Steve. Absolutely.
You know, it's it's just amazing, man, how people can see through, you know, the foolishness that we sometimes provide one another when it just comes down to basic, hey, man, there are some human beings that need some help.
Right.
Yep. So here they coming from across the border and unwelcome most of the time. But they still coming, man. That's a doggone shame, man. But now we want to close the borders. So you can't come over here. Well, I'm just going to tell you, man. If this whole talk about removing illegals and not allowing people to come in, watch what happens. You have no idea. Are you just ignoring the contribution that these people actually make to the fiber of this country? You're actually ignoring it. Because the majority of people over here are not committing crime.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Right. No.
Hardworking people.
Thank you
people.
To Mexico.
Well, yes, thank you. Mexico.
Big ups to them.
All right, well, last night's NFL preseason game scheduled between the Cowboys and the Texans was canceled. The Texans football organization released a statement saying at this time the priority of our organization is getting our players, coaches, and staff back home to be reunited with their families, many of whom have been evacuated from their homes and are currently sheltered. So we want to shout out to Houston, Texas star J.J. Wyatt, too. We talked about J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt. He raised over $6 million in donations. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. So thank you for getting involved, and congratulations to you. And thanks to everyone who's contributed, no matter how big or how small, you know, the message is that you care, you know, and that you have compassion for your fellow man, and you're doing what you can. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, really, Harvey has been downgraded to a tropical depression.
The hurricane.
Yeah. Not so, Steve Harvey.
So, yeah.
Well, just on this show,
you're just making it.
Because I get offended.
I know you hate
Harvey
that.
No, it's weird because when I hear, when I hear it, I'm like, what do he do now?
I know.
See right there.
And that's why he hates it.
See right there.
The hell he do now?
What did the guy say to you at the fight, Steve? last weekend?
Layoff Texas or something?
Yeah.
You know, just, hey, man, hey, Steve, why don't you let up off Texas?
And you were like, what?
What? You blaming me for that? You Harvey, ain't you?
Oh, got your own hurricane, buddy.
Man, oh, dude.
Yeah, you don't need this now. Yeah,
yeah, and they still have to get to the S's, right?
But
you said
hold
it
up,
goes
though.
In alphabetical
but
order.
But serious, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
the guy was
playing.
Serious because oh. I turned. You know, waiting on. Oh, I'm just playing with you, man. Turned and then snarling at me.
You yeah. probably spun on him. All right. Introduce Miss Ann, please, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, the lovely Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, starting out with this bit of news. The entire city of Beaumont, Texas, is without water today after flooding from Harvey knocked out its water supply. It was knocked out yesterday. The entire city of Beaumont, Texas, no water. Hospital patients are being airlifted out to other cities. Authorities trying to get bottled water in. The problem is Beaumont at this point is like an island with flooded roads all around it and leading to it. So it's difficult to get in there with any water. But again, I do have to repeat, Beaumont, Texas, out of water. Meanwhile, what's left of Tropical Storm Harvey, yes, has been downgraded to a tropical depression, swirling over northern Louisiana, where it's been raining heavily. Houston, however, has seen the sun now for a day and a half. It's drying out, but even so remains in danger of a different kind now because there have been two explosions at a local chemical plant. The Arkema plant, located just northeast of the city, lost power during the storm. Now, it had to refrigerate the organic pesticides that it manufactures, otherwise they become combustible, and they haven't done that. So there were two explosions already there. Meanwhile, Vice President Pence is due in Texas later today. Yes, believe it or not, our neighbor to the south, Mexico, it has sent help in for rescue and cleanup in the wake of Harvey's visit. President Trump says he's giving $1 million of his own money for relief efforts, has to be said. Officials in Harris County, Texas, which contains all of Houston, reportedly planning to consolidate all of the Red Cross shelters and create one big mass shelter at the NRG Center, a facility that can house up to 10,000 people. Now, authorities say that things at this new mass shelter should remain manageable because they say the building contains a grocery store, childcare, medical station, and some other services. So they think it'd be manageable and pretty hospitable for people who have to stay there. Flooding, by the way, now predicted in Kentucky and Tennessee, again, courtesy of Tropical Depression Harvey. By the way, a lot of Americans are upset by this week's cover page of France's controversial political magazine, Charlie Hebdo. It reads, God exists. He drowned all the neo-Nazis in Texas. Now, critics point out, of course, that while it may look like that from across the pond, that there are hundreds of blacks, whites, and Latinos who are stranded, hungry, and in shelters, and that the death toll now stands at 47, expected to rise, and that none of those people are members of the Nazis. Los Angeles City Council has voted to replace the Columbus Day holiday with, quote, Indigenous Peoples Day every second Monday in October. However, Columbus Day will remain a federal holiday, they say. Supporters felt that Columbus shouldn't be celebrated because of the brutal way, they say, he treated Native peoples. And finally, today is National American Chess Day and Better Breakfast Day. Have a better breakfast. A couple eggs on me. Eugene the Butterfly coming back 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we go. Please introduce Jay so Jay can introduce the butterfly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Anthony.
It's time for the butterfly, baby.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr., J. Anthony Brown.
You make him so happy.
It's a beautiful, beautiful Friday, and I hate I missed out on the conversation earlier because y'all was talking about me. Oh, you cannot leave me out when it's about some meat. Lord have mercy. So I want to say this, that it is just, we going to be grilling. Me and my friends are going to be having a cookout. And, cool. You know, we are. And we're doing wieners. We're doing sausage. We're doing pepperoni, salamis. Uh-huh.
Barbecue.
And then,
barbecue? Pepperoni.
You ain't never tried it.
It's
you don't know what's
round.
Going on.
That's all
it It's just, it's going to be so good. But we're going to roast some wieners, too. We definitely going to do that.
It's the shape.
We're going to roast that with open fire. So we're just.
You slay, Jay.
Oh, Jay is cracking up.
J. Anthony, you are now cordially invited to come roast me
cook out.
Well,
okay. I don't
know.
You know
how it's going to be, Jay.
I think you need to take your own advice, Jay. You need to watch out there now.
You can do it, Jay. You can. I could put you out on links. I could put you. Whatever. Which one do you want me to put you on?
I'm good.
But it is going to be an extraordinary thing. But anyway, every Labor Day, we all wear white, no matter what. We're gonna have all our white on, even though we're barbecuing, even though you might get some juice on it or whatever, some sausage juice. What? What's wrong?
What is so funny?
I said was sausage juice. What's?
He's on the floor, butterfly. You see him?
Okay. What?
Get up,
Jay,
silly.
Don't do that. Now, this is just sausage juice. But anyway, it's just, you know, you squeeze that. I almost went like your fingerprints are in it. You know what I'm saying? And then when you bite into it, there is a gush of great flavor, especially when you're doing an Earl Campbell sausage. Those are the real good ones.
The what?
Those are the real good ones. The Earl Campbell sausages. I just wanted to let you all know that guys want to come by and be a part of what I'm doing, we're having the Labor Day cook-off.
We have to go. Wait,
amen. Thanks, Locke. Ain't nobody coming.
All right, listen. J. Anthony Brown is on deck up next to Murder Another Hit. We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's go. Introduce Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is here again. I don't know what this is, but slowly we are losing friends of the morning show.
Yeah.
What is it now? Let's murder
her. All right, here we go. Cardi B.
Oh, Cardi B.
This is a really big song.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
Bodak Yellow.
I meant to say Bodak Yellow is a big song. She even recorded it in Spanish. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Yeah, people love it.
And it's dissing people. The song that I wrote is dissing people also.
All right.
Okay.
It's dedicated to people who go to school with a lot of stuff. And they got everything, and you don't have a damn thing.
Oh, I remember being that dude.
That was me. I had nothing.
Uh-huh.
That's what this song is about.
Had everything. Hard, everything.
Who had everything?
Charles Tripley, Lyle Nitz, everything.
Al Flowers had every damn thing. Wore a different outfit every day.
He drove a brand new car to school as a senior.
Yeah.
New car, though.
I got that in there. All that's in the song. You didn't have a damn thing. You had to hold your new clothes till a week after. This is for you right here. Okay. Follow me on J-Spot Comedy. Check it out. This is the song on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With me, cause all my stuff is new. These ain't knockoffs, cause my daddy got them. These my school shoes from the store, and I got some more. These is brand new. I know you sick, so you can shut your mouth. That's what I'm talking about. Look, I eat hot lunch and I got money too. I'll lend you a pair if you want me to. I wear a new pair every week. You lucky that I speak to you. I got money, my stepdaddy rich, and I drive to school. Now it's time for some fake Spanish. I really hope that I don't offend. Better soap on my daddy, get on and buy mini, money, more, uno, better get it, bubblegum.
That's a hot track.
Fire.
My stepdaddy rich.
I know.
Right.
You lucky that I speak to you.
I know.
And I drive to school. It was Al Flowers.
You're so committed, though, when you do them, Jay. You're so committed. I love that.
But actually,
what's
be
saying?
Thinking he can sing.
Yeah.
And rap.
I ain't never seen nobody cover this many age ranges.
Do it, right? Only Jay. He knows all the hot jams, all of them.
Am I too old to do this?
No. Wait, what'd you say, Steve?
I don't know when you heard the damn song.
Steve, this song is so hot right now.
Yeah. They played the song at the fight. She was at the fight. She sung the song
Cardi
at the fight.
Cardi B.
Cardi B, she sung it at the fight. Yeah, she sung it at the fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
She performed at the fight. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this song's big, man.
Yeah, it's huge. It really is.
Yeah, the fact that I know it means it's a popular song.
Huge. Right?
Yeah.
I wasn't out there yet
at the fight. I was in the back discussing other things.
When they were playing this song, yeah. Yeah, this is a big Cardi song. This is from Cardi B, yeah.
And
the Spanish version is even bigger than... Yeah.
We talked about it yesterday.
That was not Spanish that I did at the end.
No, we know bubblegum. Right. We know that ain't Spanish. I understood too well.
I just threw that in there. Yeah. Hope I didn't offend anybody with bubblegum.
You don't even know what you were saying.
I have no idea.
I was waiting on in a dish.
But I love your commitment, though. I do. I really.
That's the way it works. It. Be committed to what you do right here.
Yeah, like me as a security guard.
All right. The nephew's prank phone call is coming up.
Bubblegum.
Nephew, it's going to be what? You promised that it will be what?
Stupid. I promise it'll be stupid. I guarantee you that.
All right, the nephew's prank phone call is coming up right after this, and he promises it's going to be what, nephew?
Stupid!
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's strawberry letter, of course. But up next, Tommy, what you got?
He left his drawers.
Yeah, he did.
That is not good.
He left his drawers.
Not good at all.
Huh?
Oh, you're right. This is going to be stupid.
I ain't the only one ever left mine. I know some people on this show that left their drawers.
Excuse you.
What?
I ain't never left mine.
Okay.
I done had them on backwards.
Getting out.
Yeah.
Getting out.
Yeah. I done came home.
Had one leg in. Yeah, one leg in, but didn't leave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had one leg in one time. Ooh, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's tight.
Got your jeans on over them, too.
It is.
I had them in my pocket. That was hard to explain. Why are your drawers in your pocket?
I got one for you. Why your drawers around your ankle?
Oh, we got to talk about this when we come back. Oh, I love it.
Hello? Yes, Mr.
Yes?
Hey, this is the doorman, Mark, of your building.
Okay.
I have a mistress in here who is trying to get buzzed up to your unit. Are you at home right now, sir?
No, sir, I'm not. A who?
Yeah, a Mr. Mr. And he wants to be buzzed up. Supposedly, he left some articles in the room or in your unit a couple days ago.
I was out of town a couple of days ago. What day are we talking about?
So what days was you actually in? He said Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
He was there all 3 days? You guys let him into my apartment for 3 days? He was in my place for 3 days?
No, Mr. We don't let anybody in unless someone in the unit allows them to be buzzed up. That's the rules here of the building. So we definitely didn't do anything out of character.
So who let him in? Who buzzed him in then?
Sir, I hate to say it, but I'm assuming your wife must have buzzed him up.
What you mean? My wife was not there 3 days ago. She was on a business trip. She was not at the apartment 3 days ago.
No, sir, your wife was here. I've actually seen your wife come in and out.
Okay, the dude is there right now.
He's downstairs. He's here right now with me, sir.
What did he leave him? Place.
Okay, 1 second, Mr. Hang on. What did you actually leave in Mr. Park? A pair of pants, underwear, and what else? He says he left a pair of pants, some underwear, and a toothbrush shirt, sir. Mr.
Hill, he's there right now. Let me talk to him. Put him on the phone. Let me talk to him.
You know what, Mr. I mean, right now, we're listening to you, and I rate the way you sound. I don't want to put this guy on the phone.
Mark, if you want to keep your job at the building, you go put him on the phone now.
This is sir. Yeah. Sorry, Mr. He's actually leaving out of the building now. He's
no, no. What the f*** would you let him leave?
He's walking. I don't
I
know.
I asked you to put him on the phone. What the f*** is your problem? You got video surveillance, right? You got video footage of everybody that comes in and out of the building, right?
Yes, sir. But you know, if nothing occurs, I think we should have footage that goes back at least 2 weeks. So we should be able to pull some things up for you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to get that, and I need it sent over to me right now. I'm at my work email. I need it today. Because this is some y'all let some in my apartment, and this is some
hang on, Mr.
Like, what kind of nincompoop are you? What kind of imbecile are you?
Hey, sir, Mr. Hang on a second.
What?
All right, well, please, hear me out, sir. Hear me out. We haven't just let someone in. Someone in your unit buzzed someone up. We didn't just let anyone up. Now, I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm assuming your wife buzzed this guy just up. We didn't do that.
You shut up and get me what I asked you for, and then we're done, okay?
Well, you know, you're saying I have a problem. Maybe you have a problem pleasing your wife, and that's why she's buzzing other people up.
You punk you're talking to me like that, you punk.
Sir, you're being disrespectful to me as well, sir.
No. The disrespectful is you coming and letting people come up in my building that you know is not.
I haven't let anybody up here. I can't stop your wife from doing what she's doing.
You let somebody
okay,
in my
but you're
building,
taking,
in my
you're taking out on me what you should be saying to your wife. Somebody that's got a dress up all the time and always buzzing somebody up to the room when you're gone. That's
you
what you need to be concerned about.
The doorman. Mr. you. You know what? I'm the only around here busting my take care of down there. I'm over here working right now to pay for that so that your got a job.
Well, you might be handling your there, but evidently you're not handling your business at home. That's why she keeps buzzing people up, sir.
You know what? Well, the business I'm going to handle when I get home today is your mother.
Well,
your
wife has been, hey, sir, you're going to quit calling me the doorman, okay?
You are the doorman. What's your mother position? Huh? What the you do for a living?
I'm a doorman.
You open doors. And thank you, Mr. Doorman. Matter of fact, I'm going to stop calling you Mr. Doorman because that's giving you too much respect.
Okay. If you stop Tommy from going up to your room, you'll be fine.
Who the Tommy?
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife got me to prank phone call you.
Y'all crazy. Y'all about to get
You are in
my job cussing. He's my job, man. This is not cool, man. You don't know the that was going through my head. She was about to get it. Everybody was about to get it.
Hey, man, I gotta ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, gotta be the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Every now and then, you know, you'll leave your drawers. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'll leave your
drawers. No. Sometimes you get caught up.
You
don't think about it till you pull off. Damn, I left my drawers.
But you can't go back.
No, you can't go back.
You can't go back. Might circle the block
and
see if it's
when you get home, though, you can't undress in front of nobody because you ain't got no drawers.
And don't come home with new drawers. Since when you start wearing new drawers?
Yeah. Anytime you change your behavior, we know.
Y'all be honest.
We know.
That's a clue.
We know.
Wow.
What was Steve saying? I know about around your ankles, Steve. What happened?
You didn't finish
you
that
know,
story.
I was just in a rush to get him on, trying to get back to the house. Next thing I know, I just had him in one leg. I know, I was standing in the kitchen trying to look innocent, and it was looked down, and it was sticking out from under my pants. Oh, if you should have seen me putting that leg behind the stove.
Okay, so I get the visual. Your drawers is down, but your pants is up.
Yeah, yeah. The drawers fell down
pants
into one
up,
leg.
Zipped up everything.
Oh, that's got to be
like you got it together.
Yeah.
And shoes on, too?
Shoes all tied up, yeah.
Tied up. Drawers just sticking out from round my ankle.
You feel that big lump of cloth going down your leg.
What color, Steve? What color? Were they real obvious?
Yeah, you know, I had these gray and yellow ones.
Oh,
I had a little leopard in them. They were green, yellow, leopard leopard print, yeah.
Oh, they were your sexy underwear.
Everybody saw them.
Oh,
so you, yeah.
They were very noticeable.
Yes, that's yeah, what I'm saying. Hell, were yeah. they real obvious? Yeah.
Yeah.
Leopard,
damn sure
I love
wasn't
it.
My socks. Here the funny thing, though. The leg that the drawers were sticking out of, I didn't have a sock on that foot either.
How did That's you explain obvious. It? How did you get out of it? That's what I want to know.
I stuck my leg behind the stove, I'm telling you. I just stuck it on the side of the stove.
Wow.
And just stood there because I couldn't walk because you would have seen it.
Yeah, because usually there's no room behind
so
the
I just
stove.
Stood in the kitchen talking like I was concerned.
Yeah. Just when Fruit of the Loom started making socks.
Leopard socks.
Leopard socks at that, right.
No,
silk
they,
cling
they
to
look
you.
Like, they look like divers, though. You know, like with divers, you just slippy divers put on? Yeah, got some drawers just like that.
What about
I
you,
used to
Nef?
Have a pair with writing on it.
What'd the writing say?
I was 18.
What'd it say?
Said, I like lap dance.
Wow.
Said
that was on the
front.
Underwear.
Yeah, said that on the front.
All right, we got to go. coming up in about an hour, get ready for another exciting episode of Bad Acting Theater, The Chapmans.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And we'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back right after this. Strawberry Letter coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, before we get to today's crazy strawberry letter, and yes, this letter is something else, trust and believe. But first, shout out to Texas's own Jamie Foxx, a friend to the show. A telethon is scheduled for September 12th with Jamie Foxx, Reese Witherspoon, Blake Shelton, and Houston's own Michael Strahan, Promise's host. Jamie made the announcement on Instagram saying, just wanted to let everyone in Texas know we got you. From a fellow Texan, my heart goes out. My prayers go out. September 12th, we have a telethon that we're doing. We'll give you more details so we can raise as much money as we can for everyone down there. Houston's own rapper Bun B and the team behind Ariana Grande's One Love Manchester concert are reportedly organizing the star-studded event, which will take place in L.A., New York, and Nashville. You don't have to be a celebrity to help people, though. Mm-mm. I mean, we've been saying that all week. You know, you could just be like us, just regular, whatever. You know, everyone can help. Text the word Harvey to 90999, and you can make a $10 donation. You can go to redcross.org. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and help in any way you can, especially if we can. If you can't, that's okay, too. Do what you can do. Do what you can
do. Yeah, a little bit of help.
Yeah, no pressure. Yeah,
that's right.
And thanks to everyone who stepped up. Oh, my God. The military's involved, you know.
Mexico.
Everybody. Mexico, the country of Mexico.
Mexico
I mean,
is big.
Yes.
That's
yes,
big right
that,
there.
That
Mexico's
is big, in. Steve. You're absolutely right.
No,
yeah.
I,
did our president
I
say thank you?
You? How that is, you know. I mean, that speaks volumes mm-hmm. for them as a mm-hmm. people, you know.
Yeah.
We mm-hmm. sitting up in here trying to
put a wall up.
Yeah.
And then talking about we ain't going to pass the budget if he don't get the budgeting for the wall.
Ain't going to be no wall.
I even saw some
threats.
I ain't got a dollar for no damn wall.
Nobody, no wall. Ain't going to be no wall.
I even saw some mosques opening their churches up.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, for people to come through, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
they,
big
yes.
as well, you know.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
All kind considering, you know, what the things that the president said about, you know, the Muslims, the Mexicans, all of the wall, all of that, you know. So thanks
hey,
to everyone.
The mayor in Houston, Sylvester Turner, has yes. done an incredible job, man.
Yes. Yes, he has.
That's a bad brother there.
The
He's
brother,
done an incredible
yeah.
job.
Yeah, man.
From the beginning. I mean, even before the storm hit, he mm-hmm. was preparing you for it and getting you ready and letting you know if you're thinking about doing some foolishness with looting and all of that, I'm going to be ready for it. He's been on point before the storm came.
Did you see all the police officers that are coming in from all over to give the Houston police
yep.
a break because
yes,
they've been working nonstop?
Yes.
That's the silver lining. Everybody coming together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, nephew. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
Okay, subject. He wanted it before, but he doesn't want it now.
All right.
Hi, Shirley and Steve. I am not one to have let a man walk over me. However, a few months back, I met someone who made me let go of the guard I had held up in protection of my heart. In November, I met a guy, 11 years my senior, and he seemed ideal. Despite my self-professed problem with being hypersexual, he saw me as the intellectual female that I am, and he treated me spectacularly. My safety mattered to him, and he didn't mind letting me know. Fast forward 6 months, and I lay here crying because he claims he doesn't want a relationship. He knows that I'm in love with him, and he uses this because he knows that is my weakness. He'll call upon me for sexual encounters and then makes me tell him I love him during sex. I fell in love with the man who was my protector many months back, who told me things that I had never heard before. Where did that person go? I keep trying to break away, and the cycle continues because I am weak for this man. What am I to do? Wow. Okay, first of all, go back to the beginning of your letter where you say, I am not the one to have let a man walk over me. Well, where is she? Where is that woman? What happened to her? You know, I'm just going to need you to bring her back, first of all. And I need you to wake up. Stop professing that you are hypersexual. I mean, what does that mean anyway? Stuff that, you know, he'll use against you. He'll use to manipulate you to do what he wants you to do. And he has you right now just where he wants you. I mean, you know, did he hypnotize you or something? You know, he can call you on the phone, come to me, and you'll just come because he says it, because you're weak for him. I mean, he can't do anything to you that you don't allow him to do, as we have said 101 million times on this show. You know, I just need you to wake up and be that other woman, the one who doesn't let people walk over them, because clearly this man is just doing what, having his way with you, but he can't do that again unless you say it's okay, and you've apparently given him the okay. You know, this is just crazy. He's just 11 years older than you. He has more game than you. And, you know, in this instance, he's winning. So you got to wake up and just stop letting him do this to you. Steve, say no sometimes. You don't have to go every time he calls. Steve?
First of all, Shirley, I agree with everything you said. Great response, great answer. Here's the way I see it. Shirley's right. What happened to the woman who opened up the door gate when I'm not one to let a man walk all over me? You met a guy 11 years your senior, and he seemed ideal. Now, here's the problem with your letter, though. Despite my self-professed problem with being hypersexual, see, this is your self-professed problem. Yeah. Why you shared that with him, I do not know. Maybe it was to let him know you're going to really want it all the time or whatever. Whatever that means, I guess that's it. And he 11 years your senior, maybe you felt it was neat. I got to tell him this, how I really am now, and it's a problem of mine. Okay. But then he saw you as the intellectual female that I am, and he treated me spectacularly. My safety mattered to him, and he didn't mind letting me know. Fast forward, you're crying because he doesn't want a relationship. I did not hear anywhere in your letter where he said he wanted a relationship. I didn't hear any of that. All of this is you. You got this figured out. You met someone who made me let go of my guard, who let my guard down. You let your guard down without putting your problem down. Mm-hmm. Now, in this letter, I have to ask you this question. Is your problem him, or is your problem your hypersexual problem? Because, you know, if it's him, then we can fix that. If hypersexual is your problem, then this is going to occur again and again and again. Because you're hypersexual, but it didn't say you were promiscuous. So if you love having sex with these guys you meet, and that becomes the preeminent thing in the relationship, he saw your intellectual side. You told him, this the real me, though. This is my professed problem up front. So you told the guy that's what you had to have. Now, guess what? Now, to hang on to it, all he got to do is play on that. And that's what you're creating. When I come back, I have a solution for you. I'm actually going to show you a way out of this.
I love it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in about 20 minutes, another episode of Bad Acting Theater starring the Chapmans. But come on, Steve, cold cracker, right now with part two of today's Strawberry Letter.
He wanted it before, but he doesn't want it now. Hi, Shirley and Steve.
I'm not one to let a man walk over me. However, a few months back, I met someone who made me let go of the guard I had held up in protection of my heart. In November 1, I met a guy 11 years my senior, and he seemed ideal. Despite my self-professed problem with being hypersexual, he saw me as the intellectual female that I am, and he treated me spectacularly. My safety mattered to him, and he didn't mind letting me know that. Fast forward 6 months later, I lay here crying because he claims he doesn't want a relationship. He knows I'm in love with him, and because this, he knows that I'm in love with him and uses this because he knows that is my weakness. He'll call upon me for sexual encounters, and then makes me tell him I love him during sex. I fell in love with a man who was my protector many months back. He told me things I had never heard before. Where did that person go? I keep trying to break away, and the cycle continues because I am weak for this man. What am I to do? It's not that you're really weak for this man. It's just that you have a problem. And see, once you let your guard down without putting your problem down, as I stated earlier, there lies your real problem. The problem is you're hypersexual. Now, I looked up hypersexual because this woman obviously has diagnosed herself with the real problem of being hypersexual. Okay, here's the definition of hypersexual.
Let's have it.
It is the inability to control thoughts, feelings, or sexual behavior. Your thoughts of sex, your feelings about sex, and your behavior about sex, your inability to control that. That's the definition, according to the dictionary, for hypersexual. Okay, once you told the man this, guess what? He had a new toy.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to play with the hypersexual girl. Now, you done fell in love with a problem. Him and you hypersexual. Now, you done told this to the guy without establishing up front what you wanted. See, once again, ladies, I didn't hear in here what a man said he wanted a relationship. He was just providing protection for you. He said some things you had never heard before. So damn what? I got a bunch of first-time lines for you if that's all it take. He 11 years older than you. He done some things you ain't done. 11 years? Come on, man. This cat been around the block. Here's your deal. See, you saying here, he knows that I'm in love with him, and he uses this because he knows this is my weakness. Love is not your weakness. Love is a strength. Let me help you understand something.
I like
your
that. Weakness, say that again. I like
no,
that.
No, love is not a weakness. Love is a strength.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with love. Love overcomes. Love wins. Love causes you to do right when you want to do wrong. Love make you go home at night. Love make you show up when you feel like laying down. Love is a strength.
Like
your weakness is your problem. You need to go get some help with being sexually a hyper. You need to solve that problem because this is just going to happen again and again and again. But let me tell you something about men in case you ain't got money for a therapist. See, you say he uses this against me because he knows I love them. Let me tell you something about a man. Here's a simple therapeutic moment you can have with any man. If you take away the known to a man and create the unknown for a man, you either going to do one or two things. You're going to reignite his interest. He's going to have to work harder to keep it. Or you're going to give him the out that he's looking for.
Oh.
Quit creating the known for him. Create the unknown. Quit answering your phone. Quit being
yes.
weak. He wanted to hear I love you. Then do something to show you love me. Just because he's sexing you, you got to tell him you love him. Come on, lady. I'm just giving you a cheap way out. Now, if you got money for therapy, you really need to go get yourself looked into and get yourself some help. But a man responds to what he don't know. Please know that.
All right, Steve. You know we have to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And I want to say thank you once again to all the people who joined me yesterday for the Strawberry Letter After Show live on Facebook. Thank you guys so much. You guys,
we're letting you know right now. As soon as we get on, we cuss.
That's it.
Why, I don't know, but whatever.
Cussing make you smart.
Online and you can't.
You tired of being restricted,
Steve? Yeah, you're
sick
tired
of this
of
morning
it.
Show, all these damn restrictions.
All right, guys, thank you so much. All right,
three-letter word, damn. You didn't say that ass. No, I want the big stuff.
I want the money bank.
All right, now's a good time to switch gears, Steve Harvey.
Yuck.
Check this out, guys. Smoking weed slashes your risk of stroke.
Well, my sister going to be fine.
I'm good. I'm fine. I'm okay.
What, Carla?
She going to
gonna be fine.
I'm okay.
Okay. A new study has found that smoking weed slashes your risk of having to deal with blood clots, which can lead to a longer life because you will also reduce your chance of suffering a stroke. It seems that the chemical THC, which is what actually gets you high, also relaxes the walls of your arteries.
Look at Willie Nelson. Still around. Still here. Yeah.
So is that once a week? Is that once a day?
Resulting in lower blood pressure and increased blood flow to all the tissues of your body.
Don't do a damn thing for diabetes, though.
Yes, it do. It make you eat right.
No, it make you eat a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's
good. You get the munchies.
Oh, yeah, you do get the munchies.
So there you go.
There you go, smoking weed.
Well, you didn't say how often, though. Is it supposed to be once a day?
No, I didn't say how often. It's just found that when you smoke weed, it slashes your risk of having to deal with blood clots.
So I think it's got to be all day, because when I see my sister, that's what like she been doing. She don't get upset about nothing. No, I said,
ain't had a stroke yet.
Ain't been good.
You know, weed smokers cause you to have a stroke.
Yeah, so they're stress free. Yeah, the stress is down.
Stress is free, right? Yeah. Stress free on weed, definitely.
Mm. And the walls of the arteries feel comfortable.
Yeah,
it's just all over her face.
She's very.
You can tell.
No mention of the flood.
Yeah, right. Nothing. She ain't worried about the flood. It's flood, not that.
We need to find out what your sister's smoking. I need to get some of that.
On. Yes.
That's some new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That ain't your sister. Can she roll me one of them?
All right, coming up at 41 after the hour, something you've all been waiting for, another episode, the brand new episode of Bad Acting Theater, The Chapmans, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And now it is time for another episode of Bad Acting Theater. It's the Steve Harvey soap opera, the one he's always wanted. It's called The Chapmans. Ready, guys?
Pretty bad, huh?
Bad.
Before you even do it, you know it's bad.
I know.
Yeah. And it starts with the narrative.
Yes, and you say I'm the worst of the bad acting. I love it.
Shirley, you stop in the middle of the narrating. Just read the narrating.
I thought she had just started, and I started reading along, saying that ain't it.
Okay, ready? Everybody ready? Okay, here we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Steve Harvey Bad Acting Theater with your host and narrator, me, Shirley Strawberry. We call this episode I Got Your Message Right Here. Let's look in and see what's happening. In last week's episode, Earl's son, Chester, just got back from being kidnapped and was excited to be home. He went into the kitchen to make himself a peanut butter and jelly and pork rind sandwich. Yuck.
Daddy, you did it. I didn't think you cared. I didn't think you liked me. I didn't think I'd even ever see you again. I'm going to go in the kitchen and make me the biggest peanut butter and jelly sandwich I can find. And you know what? You know what? I'm going to throw in some pork rinds.
Earl was mad that Frenchie, who was supposed to be played by George Wallace but was played by Tommy, ripped him off for $40 million that he paid him to keep Chester because he let him go.
I paid that fat, no good, bad acting, small hat wearing, old ass mama, you joke telling. Purple color Negro Frenchie, $40 million, keep that boy, and I was to never see him again. He took that money and then let him go.
And Junior and me too were surprised to find out that KK was his mama. His mama.
Wait, what? What? Who? What? You my what? 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 I thought. That's right. Your mama.
Let's look in on this week and see what's happening with the Chapmans.
This is Frenchie. Your mama's so stupid she don't even know how to leave a message. Leave a message.
Look, you blue-black rascal. You made a deal. I gave you $40 million to never see him again, but you took my money and you let this worthless, no good son go. Now he in the kitchen right now making a peanut butter
jelly and pork rind sandwich. I don't want the money, but you got to keep up your end of the bargain. If not, you got to come get him. Please, if you don't come get him, help me kill him. Please, please have some decency.
Frenchie picks up the phone because he was just screening his call.
This is Frenchie. For another $40 million, I'll take care of your little problem.
All right, you got a deal. But promise me that you gonna come and get him first.
We got a deal. I've lied to you before, but I won't lie to you again. We got a deal.
Right on. Right on with the right on.
Okay. He really hates that boy. Let's listen in as Bogart is calling Reverend Adnoy to find out where KK is. He's finally able to call after the butt-whooping he got last week because the swelling just went down.
This is Reverend Adnoy. If you're calling about the meeting of the women who look like MC Hammer, please leave a message. Want to know how the phone rang first, then after I already left the message ringing with before the phone. It's bad.
This Bogart. If you see KK, tell her I moved to Egypt, okay? I'm not around.
Now let's listen in as Junior is still taking it. Now, let's listen in as Junior is still taking it all in that KK is his mama.
Wait! Wait, what? 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 Who? What? What? She's my what? 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 Who? What? KK? I thought, hold on a minute, hold on. She's my what? What? You my what?
We'll get back to that. But guess what? KK has found Beauregard.
This is Beauregard. Like I said, if you see KK, tell her I moved to Egypt, you know? And if you ever see her, man, I'm ready to face her face to face. She got in a lucky punch. You know what? I'm ready to have it out with her one-on-one anytime she's ready.
KK?
KK?
Oh, okay. I thought you was going to say, I looked down and she, that's what I was waiting
for. No, he ad-libbing, baby. Keep
he
going.
Ad-lib, I see that. All right. Okay. Get off the phone, punk. I'm right here. Where's my money? I told you it would not end well.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Father God. Oh, Jesus. I'm dying. I believe she shot me. She shot me. I'm dying. Somebody help me. I don't want to die. Yeah. It's getting cold in here. Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, sound effect, man. I'm not finished dying. Oh, God. Oh, Father God. Somebody hold me. Somebody call my mama. I don't want to die. Wait a minute. I'm still not finished dying. God, I don't want to. I don't want to die, but I'm dead.
Join us next week for the Chapmans. This has been Steve Harvey's Bad Acting Theater.
And that it has been.
Oh, my God.
Beauregard. Yeah. The best death ever. We gotta go to break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, we have two segments in one this break. First of all, we're gonna have more Labor Day barbecue tips.
Yes, definitely.
More.
Yeah.
And then, Tommy, I hate saying this. Carla, I know you will hate hearing this as well. But Tommy's gonna have more etiquette on side piece Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't stand
they need
it.
To understand some things.
You suck.
What's wrong?
But first, come on with grilling tips, guys. We know it's a big meat day.
Big
we know
meat.
That.
Big
yeah.
meat.
Yeah.
Big
so, yeah. And you don't want to waste it.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't want to waste it.
Yeah.
So do you put your meat on and then put your sauce on? Or you put your... You grill your meat and then put your sauce on.
You don't cook at all.
At all. I think I think the other thing.
It was a little backwards. Jim.
That's going to happen. The other thing that's going to happen on Labor Day.
Answer it.
Somebody is going to set themselves on fire. You know what I'm talking about?
Fully ablaze.
Yeah, ablaze. Ablaze. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ablaze. All their fronts going to be burnt up.
Pants, shirt, apron. Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Because they don't know how much fluid you're supposed to use, right?
There's a way to do it without all that fluid, too. That fluid, it take too long to cook that fluid off. If you use a half a can of fluid, you got a problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, they out there.
Me personally, I think if you're using fluid at all, you're wrong.
You're ruining your meat, yeah.
You know, they have fire starters out there.
Right.
You know, little squares that's actually just wooden paper.
Yeah, just wood paper. Mm-hmm.
That you can start, and it helps start your fire. When you use, Tommy's right, when you use that
fluid,
it take too long to burn off. It be in your meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's people that's not listening. I said, oh, they putting gas on the flames, man.
It's some gas.
Oh, yeah, some gas cookers out there, man.
Some 89
some
petrol.
Unleaded starters.
Yeah, that would be light
a fluid. They also have the electric starters that's just like it's shaped like a circle with two prongs coming off of it. Mm-hmm. You just plug it up and stick it under your coals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it started to right pull up. It off. You got to put it somewhere where can't nobody touch it for an hour. You pull that thing out, man, and you ain't paying attention, you touch it again, you got big problem.
Yeah, you're gonna have to go in the house and get some butter.
That's old school right there. I love that.
Yeah, but when your whole hand is burnt up, you'll take some butter
and wrap it.
Yeah, and it works.
It works.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to go to the hospital if you touch that thing right there, because butter ain't gonna help, because it's going right to the white.
Damn.
Yeah, so a lot of people gonna get
hurt. Careful.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
I think that's the message. Yeah. Just be careful with the amount of fluid that you use.
Plus, I don't even eat at people's house if the cook is skinnier than me. I don't even eat at their house.
Why'd you?
No, you gotta have a big cook.
You gotta have a fat cook.
Cook got to be fat. That's how your food gonna be good.
Got to be big. Right.
And he gotta have a cook.
Somebody in that yard got to be fat.
Find out you had a vegan barbecue.
I'm with you.
All right. So we slide into part two of this segment. Side piece Labor Day weekend.
I love
etiquette.
I love it.
How we do this, Tommy?
It's things they need to know. Right.
All right. Let's do this. Because, you know, last month the whole R. Kelly story broke. Y'all remember that, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
You know, to me, Kells went about it wrong. First thing, the lady's just way too young.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, they need to be around 30, 35.
That's right.
That's side piece age right in there, 30, 35. I'm opening up my own nephew Tommy side piece etiquette school.
What?
Yes.
You know, so side pieces, here go rule number one.
Mm-hmm.
How to recognize, you got to know if you a side piece first. All right? Now, look, if you ain't been to his house, you ain't met his kid, you ain't met his mama, you definitely a side piece.
Mm. Yeah.
You do understand that.
Listen up now.
Rule number two, here you go.
Stay out of this.
Your holidays are spent with him the day after Christmas.
I hate him.
The day after Easter. The day after New Year.
So stupid.
And just know this, birthdays are optional. It might happen and it might not, okay?
Well, what about Labor Day this weekend? No.
Labor Day, Friday. You might want to get him tomorrow.
Today. You mean today is Friday.
Today. Get it right now.
Saturday, yeah.
Friday. Don't be looking to have Monday to you. No. That's not, you know.
Sunday is their day for Labor Day.
Yeah, don't fix him a plate because he ain't coming over there, okay? Yeah. The hell you making a plate for? I told you I'm not coming. I made you a plate. For what?
And you know, the problem with side piece is a side piece always want to do something public.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why we can't go to the movies and what is wrong with you? We got cable. What are we going to the movie for?
Nobody wants to sit up in the house on a date,
all
you
day.
Idiot.
The only way we go into the movie, I show up. You already there.
Mm-hmm.
You got refreshments and everything already.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's dark. Now, here go another one you need to understand. Soon as, right before the movie over with, right at the climax, I'm walking down the steps getting out of there. I'm going to see it at the end, and I'm out. But me and you, when the lights come on, can't be sitting side by side.
Let's go.
That cannot happen.
Steve, I need you to step in here. I really
am. I'm laughing. You and Steve. Yeah.
Watch the credit rolls. So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm up before the light come on.
It's going to be a great school, Tommy. A great
I'm just
school.
It's going to be a great school. And I'm here for you all.
You suck.
Tell me about the
I'm
last
here for
15
you all.
Minutes.
And once a week, I got side piece etiquette for you. Okay?
We got to go. Nobody wants to hear this crap. We got to go. Oh, that was me. We got to go.
Why are you laughing? You got caught up.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, side pieces. He didn't mean to clap.
We'll be back. I was just clapping. What was that about?
We'll
be
you? Back.
I don't know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the deal of the summer is complete, ladies and gentlemen. Kyrie Irving is a Boston Celtic now. And Steve, I know, right? And Steve,
I talked to LeBron about it at the fight.
Uh-huh. And what did he say? What did he say?
I can't tell you what he said.
Oh.
Personal, it's Cleveland business.
Oh, okay. Well, this is something you'll be interested in, talking about Cleveland business. Isaiah Thomas is now a Cleveland Cavalier.
All right.
All right.
I knew that.
So, but you know, there was some concern. There was some concern after.
So why did he leave? I don't. Well, he was upset.
They traded him.
Yeah,
oh, they traded him.
Yeah, they traded him. Kyrie wanted to leave because he don't want to play under the shadow of LeBron. He want to go somewhere and be the man.
Is he gonna be the man wherever he goes, Steve?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he gonna be the man.
Okay. Oh yeah. He gonna be the man. But his damn problem now is he's on a team where they gonna double him. See, they couldn't double him on the Cavs because they had to worry about LeBron. But now he go to Boston, they going to lock him down.
Yeah.
Mm. You know.
He might well
you know,
get his fishing equipment together. Really.
See, see, man, when they get tired of him being the top scorer, they going to shift over there.
Yeah.
When they wanted Isaiah to stop being the top scorer, they doubled him up in the playoffs, Isaiah. Well, now they can't do that to Isaah over here because they got to worry about LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's hard.
And they traded a guy who played even after his sister passed.
Yes.
Gave his heart to Boston.
Yeah.
Then they're going to turn around and trade him. You got an angry person coming back to Boston, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, Kyrie, I think he just really messed up on this deal. I don't know why he would want to leave.
Because he didn't want to play second fiddle. Because
I'm going to tell you something. It's hard to be a championship team when your point guard is the leading scorer.
I don't like the way you said that.
Yeah.
Championship team.
It's hard to be a championship team when your point guard is the leading scorer and the best player.
Yeah.
It's hard to win that way.
All right. Well, we'll be watching this for sure, for sure.
First game of the season, Cleveland against Boston.
You should go to the game, Steve.
Y'all like seeing sporting events. He be in it, boy.
Did you see him at the fight?
I'm looking up at the fight.
He was standing up.
You know somebody yelling, sit down, Steve.
What were you yelling?
I don't think he'd have a rebuttal.
I know, huh?
Steve, what were you yelling when you stood up at the fight?
He can't say
on
the air.
Say it.
I knew that.
On the radio?
Well, you can paraphrase.
He'll say it when he's on your
one
show.
One of the things I said when he came over there to my side, one of the things I said was, knock his ass out right here, Floyd, while I can see it. Them people in front of me was hollering at me. They said, this dude right here just said, knock him out right here, Floyd, while I can see it. But bad grammar and all, while I can see it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I took
but
a
who
picture
sat in front
when
of
saw...
me was the CEO and chairman of CBS, Les Moonves.
Oh, he was there. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who took me to my very first Super Bowl.
Hanging with the big dogs.
So what was you saying, Carla?
I said I took a picture of you
on my TV, on the screen, posted it. Somebody commented, why Steve looking like, he looking at Floyd like, if you don't beat his behind, I'm going to beat your behind. Yeah. Like, he Floyd daddy.
But I love how every time I was at a party, every time everybody stood up at the party, Steve was up too.
Yeah, he was up.
We were all standing up at the same time.
They love you, Steve. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a small TV, so every time you stood up, you was out of frame. So I didn't
see it. You do not.
I'll just stand up.
What else, little bit?
One of them little 9-inch. Yeah.
All right. Congratulations to Isaiah Thomas. I'm sure he'll bring some love to the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We're back. We want to say again to thank you to all the volunteers, all the people who are working in Texas in the recovery efforts, you know, for Hurricane Harvey. How strong, how courageous, how benevolent and giving of their time. You know, these people have been working nonstop for hours, some without sleep, some, you know, just everything. So we want to say thank you to them. You guys have been down there all week, Tommy and Carla, because that's your home. And thank God you guys weren't affected. But, man, you know people that were, and you've seen the devastation. So, and Carla, you volunteered.
I've been trying to help people. We donated to the Red Cross. Yeah. We got a couple of churches we're affiliated with. We're trying to get them things that they need. So, you know, everybody pitching in just helps. It does.
It does.
That's one thing I can say about Houston is Houston just dove in saying, we not going out like this.
That's right.
And everybody just pitching in, man. Everybody's helping everybody.
And that's
right. The storm didn't break our spirit. You know what I mean? We all came together as one. You know, like you said, Shirley, I was down volunteering. I went to the shelters at George R. Brown, Tommy, and down there volunteering. And we have to give a shout out to, you could just see how exhausted they are. Just the first responders and the medical staff.
Yes.
You see doctors and nurses coming in the convention center, relieving each other, making sure that people are okay.
Mm-hmm.
And police from all over. It seems like the governor and surrounding states have helped and chipped in and asked for help to relieve the police officers. They have been working nonstop by rescuing people and trying to protect the citizens and keep the business
and the pets and the
safe.
Elderly. And that's why, you know, I do the, we just started doing the after show, Strawberry Letter Live, and I do my fresh strawberry pick of the week. And this week it was Houston. It was the state of Texas, because I think, you know, what we've talked about all week, they've shown this country what it means to come together and help your fellow man. You know, the country, the eye was on them, and they did not let us down in terms of compassion for their neighbors. It didn't matter, white, black, Latino, Asian. It did not matter. You know, that's the message after, you know, all the horrific things that have happened, you know, in the last few weeks and stuff. It lets you see love. That's what I saw. I mean, you saw the devastation, but, you know, the flip side of that was the love and the caring for your fellow man. And that's what life is all about.
And you know what, Shirley?
The
city officials made sure that stores, hotels didn't start jacking up their prices on everything.
Price gouging.
And making price gouging, just making stuff just crazy expensive, especially at a time like this. So it was good. They were on top of it as much as they could be, man.
Yeah, and you didn't see any incidences of looting and things like that that you see sometimes, you know, when devastation like this occurs. You didn't see any of that. So my hat comes off to Houston, I should say, for showing just love. And I'm just so, you know, I was just so moved and touched by that.
And the Texans football team, they stepped up big.
J.J. Watt has raised over $6 million. Now he has a new goal of $10 million.
He'll get it.
So shout out to athletes that are making the difference. They care about their hometown. Their families live in this city. So one more time, Shirley, please give out the Red Cross donation information.
It's redcross.org. If you want to donate, if you want to help, it's 1-800-RED-CROSS. And it's texting the word Harvey to 90999. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with just one more thing. Last break of the day. Good day. Steve, yesterday we played comedian Michael Blackson's Instagram message.
What?
to Z-list celebrities who want to donate.
A-list.
Yeah, not A-list like Kevin Hart asked for. We loved his message, and we just wanted to play it again. Here it is. Take a listen.
Shout out to Kevin Hart and The Rock, all them A-list celebrities, for sending $25,000 to Houston. But just because you don't have $25,000 doesn't mean you have to send nothing at all. Today, I'm challenging all the Z-list celebrities that look rich but are broke. People like myself. J to Z, I challenge all of you right now. DC Young Fly, $50, send it right now. Joe Buttons, I challenge you to send $45. Young Jock, come on, I know you got $35. All the housewives or basketball wives that used to have money with that have money and have no money now, all of you send $32. All the love and hip-hop, no disrespect, or due respect, I have no respect. All of you send $16 each. All the cast of Wildin' Out, besides Nick Cannon, all your broke that act rich, send $10. Please, Bawa, I know you're on your private jet. Stop over, send $5. Bobby V, we don't want your money.
We don't want your money. You don't have the money.
Z-list. Z-list.
All you broke
Michael
comedians.
Blackson, he shut down.
Can you send 9 cents?
He,
just
he
need
really
9 cents.
Man,
I look forward to
That's
seeing
funny.
Him.
Oh, man.
That, isn't yeah. that funny? It's really funny. And he's coming back on Hip Hop Squares with Ice Cube. Okay. He's coming back. They're showing the previews of it now.
Oh, you Z-list comedians.
Yeah. I look forward
That's
to
a
that.
Z-list celebrity.
I know the Z-list. Who knew there was
but
such a list?
$16.
I know you
it's
have
a random amount.
Who's the one that didn't want the money? Is this somebody?
Bobby V.
Bobby V. I don't Valentino. Want your money. Yeah, Bobby V got a bill he got to take care of anyway. So.
Yeah. That damn, that's messed up.
That is messed up, man.
Damn, Bobby V. Running damn down the hallway. Bobby Come on, man. Running. God.
God.
God, dog.
All you had to do was pay him.
I got your shoes.
Bobby.
Man,
I got your keys, Bobby.
Your voice on this. Oh, man. Come on, dog.
Man.
Hey, man, they did that to me one time. I was in, I think it was or Atlanta or Houston. Mm-hmm. There was a club across the street where a lot of guys went. And, you know, man, they cross-dressed. They dressed in drag. They really dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an IHOP across the street. And so I was in the IHOP with Boomerang and Juan, and we was eating one night after a show. I think I just did either Earthquakes Club or something down there in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago. And the club let out, and they was coming across the street. And some of them was, like dazzling, like really had the hair, the gowns, all stuff. I don't know what was going on. And so I spoke to a couple, hey, Steve Harvey. And I spoke, you know, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get up, we finish eating, and this big dude comes up. But he got on this girl clothes and everything. But he was a dude, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Steve, look, I just need an autograph, man, for my mama. She's a big fan of yours. I said, all right, man, no problem. So I'm giving him the autograph. He said, now, you know, man, this was before phone cameras. Mm-hmm. He said, now, I want you to turn around and look in the window. And all his friends was in the window waving. He said, I told him I was coming to get your phone number. He said, just sign the autograph. I'm just messing with you, but I told him I was coming to get your phone number. I said, man, you better get your ass right here. He said, got you, Steve. Thank yeah. you, we've been fans of yours. I said, all right, man, cool.
Oh,
I said, man. He
oh,
said,
God.
Steve, we just big fans of yours. That's all. We just tripping, having a good time. I said, man, I appreciate it. Y'all go ahead.
That's lovely. Yeah.
Just give me the autograph.
Nice, nice dress.
Nice blouse.
Hey, we were talking about Floyd Mayweather just a couple of minutes ago. This 31-year-old man, I don't know if you guys heard about this, he was an MMA fan. He was so sure that Conor McGregor would win the fight on Saturday against Floyd that he made a bet with his business partner, with the loser agreeing to get a tattoo of the winning fighter's face. So he had to follow through, and now he has a big tattoo of Mayweather's face on his leg. He said he doesn't regret making the bet, and he has no plans to hide the ink. Instead, he'll gladly tell the story of the tattoo to anyone who asks for the rest of his life, because it's going to be on there for the rest of his life. What a bet.
That's one of them bets you said. I know what I said.
I know, right?
But I'm not doing
but
it.
But I don't want you on that bet.
Yeah. I know what I said.
Hey, think of something else. I'll pay you, but think of something else.
But I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not, that's not happening. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. Know what I said, but I'm not doing it. What man ain't heard that?
Yeah. Are you welching on a bet?
Yeah. But we bet. Yeah. Wow.
Bet all the time.
What man ain't heard that?
I know what I said.
I know what I said. Yeah, I'm aware of what I said, but I ain't doing it. Yeah.
But again, our prayers and everything go out to the people in the Texas area that were affected.
Yes.
From Hurricane Harvey, I know you don't like to hear that name, Steve, but that is the name.
Just and every time I hear it, I'm like, damn, what'd he do now?
I know.
Hey, it's just a hurricane on this show.
It's you.
He's in the news again.
Again, if you want to donate, call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can go online to redcross.org, or you can text the word Harvey to 90999 and make a donation. And please help if you can. And thanks to all the people who are down there volunteering and helping.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Bringing the country together. Thank you guys so very, very much. All right, Steve. Take us home. I won't call
you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the moment that we've all waited for is finally here.
Labor Day weekend.
Don't do nothing you don't normally do. If you ain't ever barbecued before, this ain't gonna be
that would be me.
If you can't cook, don't have a cookout. Hello.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Just a couple of things you need to know. That's from Uncle Steve. Y'all have a great weekend, because I sure am.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.